So, a number of different aspects of Amitabha we've looked at. And I hope just through dwelling on them, just giving ourselves time to sort of take them in, dwell on them, mull them over, reflect on them, we begin to get a sense of, you know, some of those qualities of the enlightened mind that this figure of Amitabha offers us a doorway, an entrance to. One of the first books on Buddhism that I read was a book by Lama Govinda called The Way of the White Clouds. It's a lovely book. I mean, it has Dharma. You know, there are the teachings of Buddhism in there. There's adventure. There's all sorts of strange and wonderful people. There are these long gone runners, these Tibetan monks who develop a trance and then run in great leaps over huge boulders and great distances. There are great Tibetan masters, one of whom performs miracles lasting several hours, which involves great hosts of bodhisattvas appearing in the sky and these great mandaravas, these flowers falling out of the sky and landing on the ground and just dissolving a few hours later. You know, a great sort of cosmic vision conjured up by this master and seen by many, many people at this particular time in Tibet. It involves discussion of rebirth, including speculation about Lama Govinda's own rebirth. It involves getting lost in snowstorms. It involves discovering secret entrances to ruined temples and with their walls covered with beautiful paintings. So it's quite a book and one that was one of my very first introductions to Buddhism, which I've gone back and enjoyed probably as much, if not more, rereading in later years. A little later, in the early 70s, I was in India and actually visited the house where Lama Govinda had been living in Almora, in the foothills of the Kumaon, and saw a stupa that he'd built there, a very beautiful stupa, somewhat in this style, standing on the top of a hill, looking out over the countryside. He himself was away in America at the time. And later still, I discovered that Lama Govinda was a close friend of Sangharakshita, and they had a real sense of spiritual brotherhood and sort of real affinity. So in this book, The Way of the White Clouds, at the very end, there's a sort of a verse that rounds up the book, which is an invocation to the Buddha of infinite light, which Lama Govinda wrote in the early 60s while he was staying at this home in the foothills of the Himalayas that I visited. So I'm going to finish now by reading this verse. To the Buddha of infinite light, who is meditated upon while facing the setting sun, when the day's work is accomplished and the mind is at peace. Amitabha, thou who liveth within my heart, awaken me to the immensity of thy spirit, to the experience of thy living presence. Deliver me from the bonds of desire, from the slavery of small aims, from the delusion of narrow egohood. Enlighten me with the light of thy wisdom. Suffuse me with the incandescence of thy love, which includes and embraces the darkness, like the light that surrounds the dark core of the flame, like the love of a mother that surrounds the growing life in the darkness of her womb, like the earth protecting the tender germ of the seed. Let me be the seed of thy living light. Give me the strength to burst the sheath of selfhood, and like the seed that dies in order to be reborn, let me fearlessly go through the portals of death, so that I may awaken to the greater life, to the all-embracing life of thy love, to the all-embracing love of thy wisdom.